Well, good evening, everyone.
God kveld, alle sammen.
How are you doing? How many of you enjoyed the conference up to now? How many of you have enjoyed it?
Hvordan jeg har nått stevnene til nå?
That's just a few people.
Bare noen få.
My goodness. Just turn to your neighbor.
Bare vent til grannen.
Just tell your neighbor that you are in the right place tonight.
Si til grannen, du til rette sted her
kveld. Right place tonight.
Du til rette sted her kveld.
You are on the right place tonight. We want to welcome those who has just joined us, maybe with the radio.
I heard that
somebody came to me and says, "Hey, I've heard you on the radio." I didn't know that. Who's here for the first time tonight? There's a few people for the first time
here.
We forgive you.
Vi fyrir at kom.
You've missed so much. Oh, God has been with us. We started off on Thursday.
Vi byrja á hóskvöld.
And we said we are on this road to Sunday.
Vi tosa um við er ávegis til sunnudag.
And Thursday evening we talked about how Jesus, in the midst of all the noise,
to snakka við um hvussu Jesus í öllum meldrunum sum væri.
He came together with his disciples.
Ta koma saman við lærisvennum.
And he withdrew with them and he had a meal.
Og hann fór burtu frá við saman við þeim og hann hefði máltíð.
And we know that Jesus began to be excited in his spirit.
Og Jesus hann byrjaði að vera spenntur í andanum.
Eventually he talks about who's going to betray me. And then in verses 34, he gave them the command. But we also know that the command wasn't just for the disciples. That command is for us. And immediately the disciples are challenged to forgive. And that we need to forgive. And then on a Friday morning, and one of the things that we mentioned on Thursday, we always think of Judas. And then we're looking who's working with the finances of the church. Well, I know who's working with Oasis finances. But I will not point fingers tonight. I will not even look in that direction. But we always think they are the Judas. We all have a Judas in us. And Jesus then washed their feet. And it doesn't matter how dirty we are. We all are broken. There's an invitation for us to come. When we wash our feet,
the
whole body will be clean. And then on Thursday morning, Friday morning. Oh, you can see he's so sharp, my interpreter. He's thinking, why Thursday morning again? Friday morning.
Friday morning.
Peter saying to Jesus.
Ta sier Peter við Jesus.
Oh, don't go up to Jerusalem.
Ikki fer upp til Jerusalem.
Jesus look at him.
Jesus hekkir at honum.
Oh, I love you so much.
Í elskir teg so nógv.
Oh, thank you for this nice word.
Takk fyri so góð orð sum tú sigur meg.
Of course, that's not what Jesus said.
Hatta ikki sum Jesus seia.
Jesus looked to him.
Jesus hugdi at honum.
Says, get behind me, Satan.
Sigur fer at rúmme Satan.
You are not thinking the things of God.
Tú hugsar sum tú sum góð hugsar.
Because it was the will of the Father that he would die.
Tú hava vilji Faðirs at hann skuld.
And the scripture must be fulfilled.
So as a scripture can be fulfilled.
But all of us, we also have a Peter in us.
Men hvor anstakar okkur er resten Peter í okkur.
We want the power of the resurrection.
Vi vilja uppræsna kraftuna.
We want God to use us.
Vi vilja Gud skal bruka okkur.
We want to be known as men and women that is powerful.
Vi vilja vera kjent sum brøður menn og kvinnur sum eru kraftmikil.
But we don't want to embrace the cross.
Men vi vil ikki umfavna krossin.
And there is no Sunday without Friday.
Men tí er ongin sunnudagur uttan fríggjadag.
And the cross strips us from all the things that so easily entangled us.
Og tí er sum krossin hann loysir okkum frá tí sum reyna festa seg á
okkum. Through the cross we have peace.
Og gegnum krossin hava vit frið.
And then grace looked at the last words of Jesus.
So to say grace um the sister orange, yes.
And we had communion.
We had the bread broding.
And on those last hours, sorry, not the words, the hours.
It's the sister two manner.
And and the agony that Jesus went through.
Och den ängsel som Jesus föregick.
The pain.
Poinerna.
And he did it for you and I.
Han gjorde det för dig och för mig.
And in the Garden of Gethsemane, his sweat is turning into blood.
Och I Gethsemane här blev blodet som svarten som
blod. And I was thinking of myself.
Jag också med självan.
I always sweat.
Jag svettar alltid.
And I thought it's easy for Jesus if he's so passionate about something.
Jag också intense. Så lätt för Jesus om han är så ojen och inögrun.
That his sweat can turn to blood.
A svarten som bröttes till blod.
And then he surrender.
Han övergav sig.
Not my will.
Inte min vilja.
But your will be done.
Men låt din vilja hända.
And then she loves to talk about herself.
Och så älskar hon att tala om sig själv.
And she talked about the great grace.
Så tala om den stora nåden, grace, det är nåden henne.
And that's why I married her.
Du tog giftes det vi henne.
Because I need lots of grace.
Jag har brug för en ekv av nåden.
And we are reminded.
Vi är minta.
We have been saved by the grace of God.
Vi är frälsta av nåden Guds.
And it doesn't matter what mistakes we make.
Och det lugnar mig att kunna fejla vid att just.
His grace is so huge.
Hans nåd är så stor.
That he will forgive us.
Att han förgiver oss.
And he will pick us up.
Och han lyfter oss upp åter.
Maybe you haven't been here in the church for a long time.
Det möjligt vi skulle vilja möta dig längre tid.
And somebody invited you to come to the Easter conference.
Onkel Roy där vi på påskastävlarna.
His grace is enough for you.
Hans nåd är tillräckligt för dig.
And oh my goodness. And then we have Friday evening.
Så hade vi fredag kväll.
I don't even want to talk to you.
Jag vill inte gå och tala med
dig. I'm so happy you didn't come. It was lights and smoke and fire.
Det var eld, det var röker. Ljå.
How many of you were here last night?
Hur snäck var här just kväll då?
Oh, there's a few of you.
Några där kom.
Oh, it was intense.
Det var
It was the best worship I've ever heard.
Det den går bästa lovsången jag har hört.
For one moment I thought I was in heaven.
And I learned to help it very himlen.
And everything was intense.
Allt var som Atlan.
It was beautiful.
Det var verkost.
We challenged the young people.
Vi edge av de unga.
We said they need to become history makers.
Att de är bruk för att de som skapar servo.
That God wants to bring revival through.
God inser för att vägen går jocken till.
They need to concentrate themselves.
Att de skulle halka sig själva.
And I said, we're not closing our eyes tonight.
Vi får låta en I efterhör kväll.
I challenged them. I said, you come to the front.
Kom hit fram.
And I said, you make a commitment tonight. Some of them are living from camp to camp. And I said, well, this is the time that we live for a higher purpose. Man, it was just beautiful to see how many people, young people, respond to Jesus. And I'm so excited. If you don't invite me again to come to Faroe Island, I'm inviting myself. I have the saints, and I can feel it.
Have us a chance now.
Revival is coming.
A vechting for a coma.
There's been people praying in the city. Next week I will be meeting with some of those intercession people. God is about to do something great in this place. And tonight.
We felt.
I want to take you to a place that you have never been.
So we live further than the stairs and don't go there.
Some of you look at me.
Nu går jag hit jag mer.
And you wonder who's this guy that's standing here.
Och till och också möjligt hur är som är som ständer här.
I know you hate stories in Faroe Islands.
Jag vet att det är så damas server här för
dig. I'm asking for forgiveness.
If it be in forgiving.
But tonight I want to tell you my story.
Men I kväll är jag grej att
I think in all of this journey that we're going to the cross on Sunday.
I
want to give you tonight an opportunity to see what Jesus did for me. Amen. And every time I'm thinking about what he did for me, the tears is coming, but it's not of pain, it's of joy of how he saved my life.
And
of course, I can't tell you everything in this short time. To do it.
And
there was a lady today that came and she asked me to sign one of my books. Where are you? Can I borrow your
book?
Can I buy it from you? Can you make it cheap for me, please? I just want to use it for one moment. Can you bring it? Thank you. And please excuse me if I say I don't like this book. And I know you're shocked when I say that. And the reason why I don't like it
is
because I don't know what's standing in this book. I cannot read Norwegian. But for some reason, they decided to translate it in Norwegian.
So brought they an norskum.
And they changed the title.
They brought the overskriften.
And it says, just help me here, my brother. And it says, God is not colorblind. Am I right?
God is colorblind.
Oh, really?
God is colorblind.
Okay. Let me just start again.
Let me look at the end of it.
What is it saying?
God is colorblind.
Okay, sorry. And they changed the title of the book.
Brought the title of the book.
And it says,
we'll see here.
God is colorblind.
See, a good if I were blinder.
And we just printed the new one.
The Jordan Anucha.
New edition in English.
Or Enskon. Enskon.
Of course, in English it is why me?
Or Enskon er titlen kui er.
And that's the questions I asked in my journey.
Hette er spurningar sum eg spyrji um
um. God, why am I going through this?
God, kui fer eg gjøkna hetta?
Why has this happened to me?
Kui er hetta hent meg?
At the age of 16 years old.
Tá eg var 16 ára gamal.
My mother fell pregnant.
Tá var mamman.
With me. She met this handsome guy.
Tá mamma var 16 ára gamal.
He was my father.
But
he wasn't as handsome as I am.
Han var ikkje så godt ut som meg.
Maybe close to me.
Nok så tatt vi.
And she really fell in love with him.
Hun ble forelska I honom.
And she came together with him on a Saturday at the in the back of the house.
Og at leir kvöld attast I ein husa.
Of course, and there's lots of dark. Not lights in Africa.
Har vi snakk ljós.
But I want to remind you, the Bible says, whatever you do in the dark, it will be revealed in the light. And I can see you don't know what happened there. You ask him what happened there in the dark. Well, I said, just look at me. That's what happened there in the dark. Yeah. I'm a result of that coming together in the dark. And they had sex. And 2 months later. Now you must understand in the African culture. We're not like in the Western culture. In the Western culture, when you grow up your children. They grow up as individuals.
Här uppväxer de som individ.
As they need to take responsibility on their own.
De måste själva ta ansvaret.
And but we grow up also as individuals, but it's more family oriented.
Men vi växer som individ, men vi är mer som en enhet.
So whatever happened in the family is not the individual that did it.
Men det som hände så I familjen inte bara för ensta
the shame will come on the family.
Skammen kommer alla familjerna.
And 2 months later when my mother found out that she was pregnant.
Då mamma 2 månader senare fann det att hon på vägen.
The story is that she then went to her boyfriend to tell him that she was pregnant.
Och hon får ta till tjejen så här och säga att hon var på vägen.
And when my father heard that my mother was pregnant with him.
Pappen hörde att mamma var på vägen.
He ran away.
Då flydde han.
And I've never met my father.
Jag har aldrig mött pappa.
And I have been looking for my father all over.
Vi har letat alla sina efter pappa.
And I know he's not here.
Vi vet han inte är här.
And I don't have to prophesy and pray.
Yeah, I should prove that this could be a fear do.
You just don't look like my father.
The Lucia special Papa Munon.
But back home, I have been looking for my father.
And heim her and we lay the neck with the Papa Munon.
But then, when my father ran away, my mother had to go and tell her father.
Papa Munon ran a stair, so my mama Munon for see Papa Sunon.
And my grandfather, he was a lay preacher. And there was a lot of respect ascribed to him. That's in Africa, we ascribe
it.
And so, before she went and told my grandfather, the story is that she told that was told that she wanted to commit abortion and suicide with me.
Ta sig sövan att hon ville ta sitt egna liv.
So she jumped 3 times from the roof wanting to kill this baby.
Shucha fish leap on out here
and I'm so glad I'm still alive, isn't it?
Är så glad att jag är
alive. I mean, if you are happy with me.
Är den näka som glad som med mig.
Yes. That God knows in 2018 I must be here.
Och du god visste att 2018 att jag är här.
And I've even met last night some Romanians.
Och jag just kallade så mycket några romaner.
And so they have invited me to come to Romania.
Så de har bett mig att komma till Romania.
And so then my mother, after 3 times and nothing happened, and she went and told her dad.
Hon är loppi att tacka en trutja för så får hon.
Now, I was aware that my mother wanted to kill me in the womb of the mother. So, when I was born, I was born in extreme inferiority. I would hide underneath the bed. I was very shy. In fact, I never wanted to live. And I was aware that this very person that was supposed to protect me in the womb wanted to kill me. My mother had to go and work, and she was very young.
Mamma hon måste göra arbete, hon var väldigt ung.
She worked as a domestic worker in the white people's home.
Hon arbetade som en hushållska i en hemsjön kvitton.
And she would clean the house.
Hon ville göra rent.
And if I look back in my life, there's 3 incidents I just want to quickly share with you tonight.
Och som jag hittar efter min liv så är det 3 stora som jag vill grejer ifrån.
The first incident that I think really shaped my life.
Det första upplevelsen som jag har som ävna mitt liv till.
We grow up under apartheid.
Vi växte upp i ras och skillnad, apartheid.
What did we say what that word means?
Ras och skillnad.
That's right. Where the different races were separated.
Där som de olika raserna där var skilda sönder.
So that's how we grew up.
Så låts växa vi då.
There was a white toilet.
Där var ett kvitt.
And a black toilet.
Och ett västeldes.
And a white bus for the white children to school.
Där var en buss till de kvita barnen.
And there was no bus for black children.
Och det var inte en buss till de.
And so we had to wake up very early in the morning.
Så vi måste vakna äckla tulja.
And then we would make fire outside.
Så måste vi tända eld och tända.
And just boil some water.
Vi kokar sen dra vatten.
And then we had to start walking 5 o'clock.
Och så måste klockan 5 på morgonen måste vi så.
Sometimes we have to walk for 3 hours and 4 hours to school. And one of the incidents that shaped my life as I look back. It was this cold school morning.
Det var så kallt och skola morgonen.
And I remember I was on my way to school.
Att det var av i minst det var av till skolan.
And it was so cold I had no shoes.
Det var så kallt och jag hade inga skekvar.
The first time I ever saw shoes was when I was 11 years old.
Först för jag hade skekvar var då jag var 11 år gammal.
And it was so cold I had to put my feet in the cow manure to warm up.
In the
it's okay. It was very cold.
Det var öliga kallt.
And I remember in front of me.
We minister framför mig.
Certain things they don't need to know.
Det är några ting som de ska bruka för att veta.
But in front of me.
Men framför mig.
Was the white school bus.
Här var den kvita skolbussen.
And I noticed. And I noticed all the little kids that is the same age like me.
Vi såg att alla så barnen var som var många jämnåldrar.
They all had shoes on.
De hade skekvar.
And their blazers.
Och de hade tröjor.
Suitcase for their books.
Och de hade taskor till
And this morning, and of course, we were forced to say to white people, boss.
We were tvingade till att säga boss, eller stjåre vi tog fyta.
And I stood there.
Vi stod här.
And when all the children got into the bus,
och tog alla så barnen för in i bussen.
And I knew it wasn't right.
Och jag visste att det inte
var rätt. It was so cold this morning.
Det var så kallt den morgonen.
And I looked to the bus driver.
Vi hukte att det var en busschaufför.
And I said, boss.
We'll say, boss,
can I have a lift?
Kan jag släppa vi?
And he looked at me without saying a word.
Och han hukte bara efter mig utan att säga något.
And he slammed the door in my face.
Och han smäckade i orden efter jag.
And he drove away.
Och han körde just där.
And all of a sudden, as a 5-year-old boy,
som en 5-årig gammal drunker,
I remember I begin to think.
Så började jag att huxa.
Why is it? I was the same age of this little kids. They got into the bus.
Hey, stop with bussen.
But I wasn't able to get in.
Men jeg kunne ikke slippe inn.
And of course, I came to the conclusion. It was because I was black.
Det var fordi jeg var mørkere.
And so the seed begins to grow in my mind.
Det såg jeg börja så växa min sinne.
If you are black,
mishker,
then something is wrong.
So er okkur gæla.
God is against black.
God er imot at hann mishka.
He favor white.
Hann dama betri tekur.
And I remember I went to school.
We for skúla.
And I went back home after school.
For heim aftur aftan skúla tøy.
And I begin to miss my father.
Og eg byrja at lunch at the papa mun.
And I begin to blame my father for not being there for me.
Eg byrja at geva papa mun skiltna og kuja ikki vera sama við meg.
And at the age of 5 years old.
Tøy eg var 5 år gamal.
The roots and the seeds of unforgiveness and bitterness begins to take place in my life.
Eg byrja at rørsa og bask like og ofyrjunheit at festa seg í hjarta mitt.
I can remember.
Eg kan minnast.
After that.
Eg minnist 18 år tær.
I, even though I lived on the farm, I begin to look the other white kids with different eyes.
So be a hitch after we earn aion after his button.
See, I was convinced that God is an unjust God.
He takes
the sides of white people. And all the other things that is going to happen with me now, they all begin to confirm this lie that I started to believe. Of course, now I know it's a lie. But I was convinced that God must be white. That was the first incident that when I look back in my life, it shaped my life. The second incident that shaped my life.
Nummer två, det som ävnar mitt liv till.
I remember that we were told that there are some people from the Dutch Reformed Church that will come to our house.
Dutch Reform?
Dutch Reform Church, yes.
And Hollandsk Reform, first from our Hollandsk Reform, Chisters som kom och vidja och kom.
They will come and have a meeting at our house.
They will come at our house and have a möte.
Oh, and the family were cleaning the house.
Och familjen, hon rensade och gjorde rent i husen.
And the evening on Wednesday, they came.
Och efter mycket kväll, de kom de.
And they were preaching. And I still remember. Now I'm turning 7 years old. And I still remember the message they preached that evening. It was out of Matthew. And it's the story. If your earthly father knows how to do good, how much more your heavenly father? If you ask for a fish, he will not give you a snake. And then he started to talk about the love of God. And I had conflict. I hated God. See, deep in my mind, I hated God for making me black. I hated God because he was not on my side. But when he was preaching about this wonderful God that loves us more than our earthly fathers, something deep in this little boy, when they made an altar call, I put up my hand. And I prayed the sinner's prayer. And I remember there was not much that happened with me that evening. But when I went to bed, I had this warm feeling.
So he is very much height chest.
That was all. I had this warm feeling.
There was one height chest as me here.
And then 7 months later,
so shame on our shatna.
My mother died.
Doir mamma mun.
See, and I couldn't understand.
Jeg kunne ikke skilja.
How can a God that say he loves us?
Hvordan kan en Gud som sier at han elsker oss?
How can a God that says he knows everything?
En Gud som sier at han vet alt.
I mean, after all, didn't he know my mother was my only security?
Hvordan alt visste han ikke at mamma min var min eneste tryggleike?
Didn't God know my father ran away and I had no father?
Visste Gud ikke at pappa min han ran av sted og jeg har ingen pappa?
Didn't God know that she was the the only security for my life.
Visste god ikke at hon mamman var einaste tryggleiki eg hei lívinum.
So you know, I had all these questions about.
Hei alt hesa spurningar um god.
And everything is confirming.
Og alt sum ver stærfast.
But he don't love me.
At han ikkje elskar meg.
Because I'm black.
Er svartur myrkur.
And I will never forget it. I stood at the grave of my mother. Eg
gøymi ongan til stóð við grøvna hjá mamma.
Oh, and when you come to Africa, you must come to a funeral.
Då det kommer till Afrika så måste du komma till en järnfärd.
It's not like you have funerals here.
Det är inte lika en järnfärd.
So our funerals is not like this.
Okej, järnfärd är inte sån här.
Oh, he was nice.
Oh, han var så fint.
Oh, it's African funeral.
Det är afrikansk järnfärd.
Dramatic.
Det är dramatiskt.
People are screaming.
Folk tar skrutten.
They collapsing.
Och det är detta ni.
Then you need to leave the death.
So must you let that they
you need to pray for them that they don't die.
So must be
really dramatic.
Must be for them so my daughter that is Christ gold dodge.
My family was crying.
Och familjen hon grät.
And I stood there as a 7-year-old boy.
Och stod där som sheer gammal.
And it was like a world inside of me that torn in pieces.
Det var som hemmen och mer han var skrattar sönder.
It was the final thing. I had nothing to live. My only security is taken away. I wanted to die with my mother. There was no reason to live anymore. And I saw myself, of course, not physically. How I jump into that grave that day. And die with my mother.
Och då är samma med mamma.
And I remember when I walked away from the grave.
Jag minns att jag för stäv från gröven.
I hurt myself.
Jag hörde mig själv.
Saying very loud.
Säga öle harst.
God, I hate you.
God,
I hate
det.
I hate you.
Jag hatar det. Jag hatar det.
And I never want to do anything with you.
Jag vill inte göra något med dig.
And I begin to live like that.
Och jag börjar leva att han.
I hated God.
Jag hatar Gud.
Hated God for taking my father away.
Hatar Gud att han inte ger pappa min.
Hated God for taking my only security in life.
Att Gud han inte tog tänas tryggleik i hela livet.
And the third thing that shaped my life.
Och det tredje som ändrade mitt liv.
I remember it was about a year, maybe 2 years after my mother died.
At år eller bäst två att min mamma döde.
I started to do very well at school.
Då började jag gänga mig väl i skolan.
And I had dreams.
Jag hade drömmar.
I had two dreams.
Jag hade två drömmar.
I wanted to be a lawyer.
Jag ville bli sakförare.
Is there any lawyer here in the room?
Är det någon sakförare här just nu?
I hope there's no lawyer in this room.
Jag hoppas det är någon.
Oh my, oh, please forgive me.
Forgive
me what I'm going to say now. But I wanted to be a lawyer. Because I figured out lawyers was lying a lot. And I was good in lying. And so I had two dreams.
So I had two things.
One, I wanted to be a lawyer. And the other one, I wanted to be a police. A traffic officer. Any traffic officer? Oh, thank God.
God,
I can speak freely.
So can it toss a fruit.
And I've watched them.
Jag hukte detta man.
They go in the morning to the car.
De får i morgonen bilen.
They get the car.
De får en bilen.
Go to the shop and buy a newspaper.
Får till handeln köpa såna voice.
And they drove to the road.
Så körer där efter vännen.
Sit in the car, read the newspaper.
Sitter där läser jag voice.
They fell asleep.
Så lägger där sig sova.
Then they wake up.
Så vaknar där efter.
And then they jump out of the car.
Så hoppar du ur bilen.
And then they jump into the road.
Så hoppar du ur vägen.
And then they stop you.
Så stoppar de där.
And then you have to stop. And I thought, man, they powerful.
That's a kraftmäßige man.
You can wake up from the sleep.
Du kan vakna.
And you can stop the car.
Så kan stäcka ur bilen.
And the car must stop.
Och bilen måste stäcka.
So I had two dreams.
Så jag hade två drömmar.
And then one morning.
Och en morgon.
While we're preparing 4 o'clock for school.
Som är vakna jag klockan 4 på morgonen och gör planer för skolan.
Of course my mother had to work.
Mamman hon måste arbeta.
But now she has died.
Nu var hon död.
I'm living on the farm with my grandfather.
Jag bor på gården och samma vi appa.
And the white farmer came.
Och den vita bönden kom.
Stop at our house.
Han stekar utan vi hus tjocka.
Without asking any permission.
Utan att spyrja näka som löva.
And he just took me out of school.
Så tog han mig ur skolan.
I became his property.
Och blev hans ogn.
I became to work on the farm as a slave worker.
Jag skulle arbeta i gården som trailer.
And my salary a month was just 50 kronor.
Och månadslön som var 50 kronor.
It was incredible.
Det var rävligt.
And I remember I was thinking, is this what life is all about?
Og hugsa hetta her tað sum lívið dreigir seg um.
And by now,
og nú,
this young person,
hesin ungi persónur,
was like a timing bomb. I was like a bomb, a timing bomb.
Eg var sum ein bomba.
I was so full of hatred.
Eg var so fullur av hatri.
I hated every white person.
Eg hatar hvønn einstakan hvítan persón.
As I was turning 10 years old.
Sum eg bleiv 20 ára gamal.
I wanted to get enough guns and ammunition.
So vil eg fá nok av skotvopn og
I wanted to join the underground ANC.
To vil eg sleppa av pasha av ANC.
I wanted to kill every white person.
Eg vil drepa hvønn einstakan hvítan persón.
I see some of you getting nervous. You don't have to run tonight.
Eg pjóst til eg brøttir, eg pjóst til rúmur nú.
I see you looking at the door.
Is such a digit horn.
Relax.
Stop a bit now.
God has changed my life.
God have brought me with love.
But I was so full of hatred.
Men jag var så full av hatred.
Now I was living on this farm.
We built us in garden.
Every morning and every day we were beaten on the farm.
Och vi blev slagna från där.
And one day,
en dag,
Sunday evening at 12 o'clock I went to bed.
En söndag kväll klockan 12 för det sångar.
This little boy I begin to think.
Was a little drunk and började så huxa.
Is this all that life can offer?
Är detta allt som livet har att bjuda?
That morning I made a decision.
Ta något när jag tog en energi.
I will run away.
If I rymma.
I will run away from this farm.
If I rymma från gården.
I will run away from my family.
För rymma från min familj.
I don't want my family to know where I was going.
Jag vill inte att min familj skulle veta var jag for.
That's what I did.
But I heard you.
I jumped up from the bed.
I labor shunjana.
Nobody knew.
Onjin was the owl.
And I started to run.
We bury a renna.
And I started to live on the street.
We bury a live a gurtna.
And there's a big price sometimes when you want to be free.
Ute en stor pris så att du inte är fri.
I begin to be involved with drugs.
Jag börjar så att vi var aktiva vi stoffen och gurtna.
And now I need to skip because otherwise I have to tell you the whole book.
Och nu måste jag hellre leva några om till annars för grejer för att där bosna.
And I'm going to skip many years.
If an leva några år om.
And I remember the age of 18 years old.
Jag var 18 år gammal.
I was very very sick.
Jag var väldigt äcklig sjuk.
And I went to the government doctor.
Jag for till läkaren.
And the doctor looked at me.
Läkaren såg åt mig.
Is there any doctor here in the room?
En läkare just nu.
Thank Jesus.
Tack Jesus.
I can speak freely.
Så kan du ta så frukt.
The doctor look at me.
Läkaren hugger åt mig.
And he says, Wilson.
Han säger Wilson.
I have some bad news and bad news.
Jag har några chäller till under och några chäller till under.
Which one do you want to hear first?
Vad vill du höra först?
I said, doctor, tell me the bad news first.
Säg mig att ring och till under först.
And he says, you are addicted to drugs.
Han säger att du är avhängig av stoffer.
You will never be normal again.
Du får omgång till att vara vanlig igen.
You will have to die using drugs.
Du får att dodge av sin stoffer.
And that's how he sent me out of that room of his.
Så la sände han mig att stå ur vitalhöllen.
And I begin to believe it.
Vi började att trycka på det.
I lived on the street.
Jag bodde i gatorna.
I had no reason to change my life because I was addicted to drugs.
Jag hade inga orsaker att bryta mitt liv för jag var bunden knuten till det.
So I was involved in all sorts of gangsterism.
Så jag var i någon allmänna.
We did the most terrible things on the street.
Vi gjorde det mest jävliga i gatorna.
And one day,
one day,
my aunt,
då kom mostmen.
And it has happened many, many times.
Och det har hänt många.
When they would go to church, they would walk past me.
Ta te för möte, ta jingde fram vid mig.
But this day, my aunt, she stopped.
Men hände det så stekar
mosten. She said, Wilson, look at you.
Hon säger Wilson, hick at that.
If you die today,
hvis du dör idag,
you are smelling and you are stinking.
Du luktar och du stinker.
I will give you 3 weeks.
If I give you 3 weeks.
If you don't change your life,
om du inte bryter ditt
liv, then I will kick you out.
Så för jag sparkar dig ut.
Man, I was so happy.
Jag var så glad.
That my aunt will give me a roof over my head.
Jag var så glad att mostmun ville ge mig tak över huvudet.
Of course I couldn't change myself.
Så man det kunde inte bryta mig
själv. I was addicted to drugs.
Jag var bunden av stoffer.
And then I went to a house.
Så jag for lämnade hus.
And of course I continued to use drugs.
Jag höll av från att bruka stoffer.
But it was the last Sunday.
Men det var sista söndagen.
And my aunt, she came from the Dutch Reformed Church.
Och mostmun hon kom ur ett holländskt reformsamfund.
Singing.
Och hon sang.
And I was thinking, I was lying in the room and I could hear her.
Elias in the room alone or heard Hannah Sincha.
And I thought to myself, oh, she's going to come into my room and she's going to come and preach.
Hon för kom in i kammaren och började prata.
And she walks into my room.
Och hon kommer in i kammaren.
And she says, Wilson.
Hon säger, Wilson.
Look at you.
Hickatar.
You don't even belong to a church.
Du har inte några samband med några samkommor, eller just så.
You don't belong to a church.
Du har inte hemma några samband.
If you die today,
om du dör idag,
which church will bury you?
För just att samkommor för att begrava dig.
My aunt wasn't worried about my soul.
Hon var inte, hon brydde sig inte om min själ.
She was worried about the church.
Hon också om kyrkan.
And God uses that.
Och Gud brukar detta.
I said, what must I do?
Jag ska göra.
She said, you must come to church.
Du måste komma och möta.
I said, I will come next Sunday.
Jag kommer nästa söndag.
Oh, I was so happy.
Jag var så glad.
Because I can stay one more week at the house.
Så nu kan du vara en vecka och träffa dig i husen.
I was very clever on the street.
Jag är dotter, men är snällt och gottna.
And the next Sunday.
Nästa söndag.
She gave me a blazer.
So gav man en jacka.
And I went to church.
Vi för att möta.
And I remember she made me sit right in front.
Hon fick mig sitta alla fram.
She believed the anointing is in front.
She believed.
The anointing was in front.
Hon hälta salvelse var här
framme. I want to tell you tonight, if you sit in the back,
jag vill säga till dig, om du sitter rätt,
you're going to miss the anointing.
Så får du svårt att salvelse.
There's still place in the front. Come to the front.
Det är några platser fram. Kom bara längre fram.
And the first time in the church,
och första gången vi var möte,
I had a prayer.
Då hade jag en bön.
I said, "Oh God,
du säger Gud,
please let the pastor finish praying."
Gå låt först om han har hållit på att be.
You mustn't pray that prayer tonight for me.
It should be at half Merrickfield.
I said, "Let the pastor finish prayer."
Låt han hålla på att be.
Because I really wanted to go out and use drugs.
Så jag ville först släppa ut och bruka stoffer.
And then the pastor finish.
Och så ända jag första.
And then I thought, "Wow, no."
So helt han stäcker igen.
And then he made an announcement.
Så han annonserade.
He says, all those people that wants to be part of the church must come in the corner.
Och säger att alla som vill vara pastor och kyrka till samkomna kommer i varje hörn.
And I knew it was me.
Vi visste att det var jag.
So I was pushing everybody away.
Jag skulle på alla till så yes.
Because I thought it's very easy.
Du är också att det är väldigt lätt.
You just give your name.
Du ger bara namn.
And then the church will bury you.
Så för kyrkan här bara begrava dig.
So I push everybody. We were 15 of us.
Vi var 15.
And there was a lady standing there.
Det var en kvinna som var där.
She was standing there with a little book.
Hon stod med en liten bok.
I said, "Sorry, ma'am."
I said, "Orsaka."
My name is Wilson.
Yeah, the Wilson.
I live in this street.
Jag bor på här gatan.
My house number is number 120.
Och husnumret är 120.
And she looked at me.
Hon tittade på mig.
She says, "Oh, not so in a hurry."
It's just gonna da schon egg.
For the next 2 years,
utan nästa 2 år,
we're going to study the life of Jesus.
Så för att granska livet av Jesus.
Man, I hurt myself cursing her.
Jag hör mig själv och jag bara.
I was not going to study the life of Jesus for 2 years.
Jag försöker granska livet av Jesus i 2 år.
I thought I'm going to be polite.
Jag husar if I ever have.
So all the people give their names.
Take all now and
she said next Sunday.
Nästa söndag.
After church.
Att han möter.
We will have our first lesson.
Så för att ha vår första lektion.
And in the Dutch form, they call it confirmation classes. Confirmation classes.
Lectioner.
So I remember when I walk out of the church, I thought to myself, I will never come back again. I will not sit in a church, study the life of Jesus. And then I went home.
So if for home.
And then Wednesday, I heard this voice.
Då hörde jag rötterna.
And I look around.
Du hukte om mig.
And the voice says Jesus, Jesus.
Och han rötten säger Jesus.
But the voice was in me.
And den rötten var innan mig.
Was in my head.
Och i munnen hörde.
And my aunt, she has never talked about Jesus.
Och måste man när omgång att tala om Jesus.
The only lady that I remember that talked that we will study Jesus is the lady in the corner.
Den enaste kvinnan som jag tog har nämnt namnet Jesus, men en kvinna som satt efter hjörnen.
So then I went to my aunt.
Så jag frågade måste man.
I said, can I go with you again to church on Sunday?
Kan jag få vitta och möta dig på
söndag? Oh, she was so excited.
Hon var så spänd.
She told all the neighbors.
Hon sa att vi alla grannarna
ska. Oh, now he's coming to church.
Wilson han kommer vi möta.
But I had a question.
Men är en spurn.
That's why my book was called Why Me?
Tui bochen eitir kvui er.
I wanted to know about this Jesus in my head.
Eg vil læra om den Jesus som var I munnen høtta.
So I went to church.
Så for a møte.
Make me sit in front again.
Og fikk meg at sitta fram.
I had my second prayer.
Eg ber for ære for.
By now you know my second prayer.
Vi vet at næste bønna som
er. Let the pastor quickly finish.
Let on hold the path shut.
And then the church was finished.
Så møte var liot.
And all 15 of us, we came in the corner together.
Og vi 15 kom att samman och gör någon här.
Of course, I wasn't interested.
Jag var så oavgjord.
I can't even remember up to this day what we were studying.
Jag minns en gång nu vad vi studerade.
I had a question.
Jag hade en spurning.
And when the meeting was finished,
and
some of you know the Dutch Reformed Church has high buildings. The roof is very high.
And kyrkan har någon öle och högt loft.
Everybody left.
Ut för oss där.
I looked to the lady. Her name was Auntie Sheila.
We hooked at her kona. Hon är Auntie Sheila.
I said, Auntie Sheila.
I say, Auntie Sheila.
Can I ask you a question?
Kan jag spyrja dig en spurning?
Where can I meet Jesus?
Kvar kan jag möta Jesus?
And I was serious.
We mätte.
I had these voices. I wanted to meet Jesus.
Yeah, hör så rötterna och vill möta Jesus.
And Auntie Sheila, look at me.
Auntie Sheila, hick at mig.
Without saying a word.
Utan att säga ett ord.
She walked out of the building.
Så jag kan ut ur byggnaden.
And she left me standing in the church.
Och hon lät mig stå där här.
And I was serious.
Och jag mätte då.
And I still remember that prayer.
Och jag minns än hennes bön.
I stood there alone.
I stod var ensam alldeles.
And I remember I said, God.
Say you good.
If you really say who you are.
Om du väljer säger du vad du är.
If you don't come and reveal yourself to me right now.
Is det chema att uppenbara dig själv för mig bara nu?
At least I can say I've given you a chance.
Och varför så kan jag säga att jag ger dig en möjlighet?
And I was not even finished saying that.
Jag var inte ens klar att säga det.
When it appears that the roof of the church splits in two.
Då viskar du som att tätje och byggnaden är för utväg.
And lightning struck me down on the floor.
Att lön kom ner och slog mig till jorden.
And for 2 hours I was lying on the floor.
Och 2 timmar låg jag här.
And after 2 hours I woke up.
Och efter 2 timmar så vaknade jag.
And I went outside.
Vi for ut.
Oh, and it was like I was walking into a different realm.
Och då viskas mig kom in I en ett annat era sfär.
And I heard all these voices calling my name.
Vi hörde att dessa rötterna tar.
And it was the most beautiful name that they calling me.
Vet att det verkar namn som det kallar mig.
I saw all these white images.
Jag såg alla så kvita skapningarna.
And I remember that Sunday.
Och jag minns den söndagen.
When I left the house of my aunt.
Då jag för hemman från
I was under the influence of drugs.
Då jag för hemman från morgonen då var avskar av stoffer.
I couldn't go without drugs.
Jag kunde inte leva utan stoffer.
And then I walk home now.
Nu gick jag hem.
And normally it takes 10 minutes from the church to my aunt's house.
Och från kyrkan till måste man ta av vandra 20 minuter.
It took me an hour.
Det tog mig en timme.
And as I walk into the house,
som jag gick in I huset.
My aunt look at me.
Så hicka måste man åt mig.
She says, Wilson.
Hon säger Wilson.
What happened with you?
Vad hade hänt där?
She could immediately see something has changed.
Hon sa på ena vägen att akkurat var brått.
She said, you've changed.
Du var brått.
What happened?
Vad hände?
I couldn't explain it.
Jag kunde inte greja ifrån.
I knew lightning had struck me down in the church.
Jag visste att lyn var kommit och
I couldn't explain it.
Jag kunde inte greja ifrån.
And I remember, I just asked her, I said, please give me black coffee.
Is for Castor Bajama swashed kaffe.
That's why I still drink black coffee. I believe it's from God.
To dress you and swash kaffe, it's good for a good.
Is there some holy people that drink black coffee?
I don't know, heilige folk, you should drink swashed kaffe.
Of course, I'm joking. But I remember I asked some coffee.
I minns det med en kaffe.
And then all of a sudden I had this intense desire to read the Bible.
I've
never read the Bible. But we all got a Bible from that first lesson from Auntie Sheila.
Men för Auntie Sheila the first lesson I think we did on a Bible.
And I begin to read the Bible in the New Testament.
I börjar läsa Nya Testamentet.
And on Friday.
Och fredag.
I got to a little portion in Acts chapter 9.
Och då kom ett litet brott här I Lukas 9.
And it talks about on the road of Damascus.
Och då tar av vägen till Damaskus.
There was a man with the name of Saul.
Det var en man som hette Saulus.
And lightning struck him down.
Och kom en lyn kom och slog honom.
And as I was reading it.
Som jag läste det här.
It was like a veil that God lifted from me.
Var akkurat som ett slör som blev lyft av mig.
And all of a sudden I realized.
Så insåg jag.
What happened with me in the church?
Det som hendte med meg i en samkomst.
Happened with Paul on the road of Damascus.
Det hendte med Paulus på veien til Damaskus.
I had the same encounter with God in the church.
Jeg samme opplevelse vi han i en samkomst.
And all of a sudden I realized.
For indsat jeg.
I was freed from drugs.
At jeg var sett frihet fra stoffer.
I have never used drugs up to this day again.
Så jeg antar har vi omgang til brukt stoffer.
Because if the Son sets you free,
you
will be free indeed, isn't it?
Hva vær du er sonen fri.
Hallelujah. And he set me free.
Han sette meg fri. Vi så glade.
I have never touched drugs again.
Jeg har ikke rørt stoffene atter.
And that was my journey.
Detta var min färd.
Beginning to walk with God.
Hur jag började gänga samman med Gud.
Man, I was radical when I got saved.
Jag var ordentligt radikal när jag blev frälst.
That's why I'm so passionate about Jesus.
Du är så ojämn för Jesus.
I started to preach in the streets.
Jag började tosa och predika på gatan.
People call me Evangelist Wilson.
Och de kallar mig för evangelisten.
I remember I was standing on a Saturday and I was preaching.
Det menar att layer and they layer där står och predikar jag.
And there was only two people, they were drunk.
There were about two people who were drunk.
I had a big audience.
I en stor fjöld.
Two drunk people.
Två rusade folk.
And I was so discouraged.
Och Eva som
omfattade. And God says, no, you preach to them.
Nej, tosa du vid dig.
And there was this, we call it a ute, a bucky, a ute. You know, a van, you can put something in the back, a ute.
Det var en pickup, Biller.
And he came.
Han kom,
and he stopped next to me where I was preaching.
Och han steg och såg när jag var med en prädikare.
And I saw on the back of the ute there's a wheelchair.
Jag såg i attan för jag såg en bil och han hade en rullstol.
And inside of the bucket there's a we call it an African mama.
Vi hade en afrikansk mamma.
And they took her out.
Och de kom ur bilen och vidare.
And she couldn't walk.
Och hon kunde inte gå.
And she was lame from here.
Hon var lam från bringen ju ner.
And they put her in the wheelchair.
De körde henne i rullstolen.
And they pushed her next to me.
Och de rullade henne över till
mig. And I was shaking.
Och jag ristade.
Because I knew what I needed to do.
Och jag visste vad jag skulle göra.
I need to pray for her.
Jag måste be
för henne.
But
I've never prayed for somebody in a wheelchair.
Men jag ångrade be för någon som var i rullstolen.
And here's the story of this lady.
Och här är servan Jessica kvinnan.
She said a week ago.
Hon säger för en vecka och så gärna.
I was praying.
Ta bär er.
And God told me.
Och Gud säger mig.
I need to drive 6 hours.
Att jag skulle köra 6 timmar.
And he showed me the place.
Visste mig kvar.
And when I get to that place.
Och då jag kommer här.
I will find a man preaching.
Då får jag söka en man som predikar.
And when I see that man.
Och då jag söker en man.
He must pray for me.
Så skall han be er för mig.
And I will be healed.
Och är för er vara grönt.
She said, I have driven 6 hours here.
Jag har kört 6 timmar för att komma hit till.
I'm here because you need to pray for me.
Jag kommer hit till du ska be er för mig.
Man, I was shaking.
Jag ristade.
You talk about pressure.
Du tog som trus.
I was about to cry.
Jag var vid att gråta.
I'm thinking, God.
God.
I've never prayed.
Jag är ångande be.
And I heard the Holy Spirit said to me.
Jag hörde Helige Anden säga till mig.
It's not you that's going to do it.
Det är inte du som ska göra det.
It's me that's going to do it. I just want you to be the vessel.
Jag vill bara att du ska vara utlåten.
Sometimes we want to do the job of the Holy Spirit.
Och du vill vi göra arbetet av Helige Anden.
We shouldn't do that.
Det skulle vi inte.
And I did something stupid.
Vi gjorde något som.
Oh, you must never do it.
Det måste du ångande göra.
I told the two guys.
Jag säger till de två
männen. I said, pick her up out of the wheelchair. Oh, please don't laugh. You must never do it. Of course, she couldn't walk. But I was so full of the Holy Spirit. I said, pick up. And they picked the mama up. And they were dragging her to me. She couldn't walk. And they're holding her. And but that's what I felt God was saying I must do. And I felt God was saying I must lay my hands right here on her. And I lay my hands on her.
Jag skulle lägga händerna på henne.
And I still remember the prayer I prayed.
Jag minns en bön som jag bad.
I said, Jesus.
Säg Jesus.
You promise in your word.
Du lovar
that you are the God that healeth thee.
Att du är läkaren som
gör. I said, would you come right now? And use my hands and heal this lady. And that moment when I prayed, the lady fell on the floor and she screamed. And then she jumped up. We were all shocked. Even those two drunk people. And then she grabs the mic and she screamed. And I was so shocked.
Jag var I chock.
She's jumping.
Och hon hoppar.
I'm healed. I'm healed.
Är grött.
Man, I look at this.
I hittar det.
I grabbed the mic from her.
Jag tar den mikrofonen från henne.
Because now 200 people has come.
Du nu är det 200 folk.
I grabbed the mic.
Vi tog mikrofonen.
I begin to preach to them.
Vi börjar prata.
I said, repent.
Vänd dig.
They gave their lives to Jesus.
Och de gav sitt liv till Jesus.
Then I joined youth with a mission.
Och så för youth with a mission.
And when I joined youth with a mission.
Så var vi youth with a mission. En true unga true värsta.
I thought I don't need youth with a mission.
Så jag hugger att jag behöver bruk för dem.
I was convinced they need me.
Jag var visst om att jag hade bruk för mer.
I mean, I was evangelist Wilson.
Jag var evangelisten Wilson.
Hallelujah. I have prayed for somebody in a wheelchair.
Jag ber för någon som är I rullstol.
I can tell you more stories of how I prayed.
Jag kan fortälja fler saker om hur jag ber.
So every evening.
Så kvart kväll.
For the first 3 weeks in the class.
Vi trodde vi
We were 50 students.
Vi var allt trus närmare.
Every evening 10 o'clock.
Klockan 10 kväll då.
All 50 students, 49, they will be in the dormitories. In one dorm.
Not sure if you heard that, but we saw the album.
They waiting for Evangelist Wilson.
They buy out Evangelist Wilson.
And then I would preach to them.
So will they pray to hear them
on the discipleship training school.
Or as the lærers van the school.
Jesus name.
Oui, yes, so now.
And 3 weeks into me that discipleship training program.
Og trúja vikur inn í ta lærs vanna skaja.
One morning I'm on my way to class.
So I'm working so the office at undervisning.
And I heard this voice.
So heard you say rötuna.
And the voice says three times.
Rötun say trúja fer.
You are the most racist person in this place.
Tú ert ein mest rasistiskur persónur í þessum stærnum.
And I knew immediately it was Satan.
Jag visste bynamen att det var Satan som sa det.
I said I rebuke you Satan in Jesus name.
Jag stämde emot det Satan I Jesu namn.
And three times the voice said.
Trutja för sig.
You are the most racist person.
Du är den största rasisten.
And then I thought.
Så hur säger jag?
I'm not going to go to class.
If I itch it long.
I just want to go for a walk.
Yeah, friends, passer du.
I just want to check out this voice.
Jag vill bara känna så rätt.
I know I'm not racist.
Jag vet att det är inte
racist. I'm preaching every evening for the students.
Jag tar så kvarts kväll till.
I pray for the lady in the wheelchair.
Jag ber för så kvinnan
I rullstolen. Oh, I'm holy.
Jag heilaver.
But I will go for a walk.
Men if I en passer du.
And I went for a walk in the vineyard.
Jag får så ut I gården.
And I said to God.
Vi säger vi god.
I said, God, I know I'm not racist.
Jag vet god att det är
rasist. I know Satan wants to condemn me.
Jag vet att det är djävulen som vill åkalla mig.
But if it's really you.
Men hvis det virkelig du.
Just reveal yourself to me right now.
Men åpenbara dig så för mig.
And I was not even finished saying that.
Vi var sjungong leva sig att här.
Almost as big as this wall.
Lassen Lucas Storchman som väcker den här.
A movie, a picture just jump up. Right in the air.
That and storm in from my firma.
It's like a big screen.
As my story shamer.
And I look.
We hooked
and right there in the beginning.
We be on
the movie started to play.
So be my film of us.
And I can see that man.
We're such an amanin.
It's me. It's that morning. When I went to school.
So air for school.
And I can see it's so cold and I don't have shoes.
We're such a so cold.
And there's the bus.
We had a busser
and the white man slammed the door.
Was en kvite som lät smäcka I horn efter.
And I can see my whole life.
We be a such a with life.
And it's playing in front of me.
The spell from my firma.
And I knew God was exposing some of the things in my heart.
Vi visste god han visste man några ting om mina liv.
And then I grabbed my list of justification.
Så tog jag listan som jag hade rätt för sharing.
Because all of us we carrying it with us.
Du vet alla har den listan som vi har kom.
When we sit in the meeting.
Vad vi sitter möten.
And God begins to convict us through his spirit.
God börjar att samföra och vi ser en anta.
Then we pull out that list of justification.
Så tog av den där rättsförsäkringen listan.
And we trying to explain to God.
Vi drar en greja god ifrån.
Why we have to have unforgiveness in our hearts.
Vi vill ha rätt till att ha sin där ofyrgivenhet I våra liv.
Why we hating the white people.
Vi vill hata de kvita.
Why I don't like that man.
Vi märker damer han där
mannen. Why I don't like that people from that church.
Vi märker damer folk som förhärsar samkommande.
I grabbed my list.
Jag tog min lista.
And I said, God.
Say you good.
I might be racist.
Tim Ölt är racist.
I said, but where were you when my mother wanted to kill me?
Men kvar var du då mamma ville dräpa mig?
Said, you call me a racist.
Du kallar mig för rasist.
Said, where were you when my dreams to be a lawyer was taken away by a white man?
Kvar var du då i mina drömmar att vara sakförare och tekna borste från mig?
I have no education because a white man took me and I work as a slave on the farm.
Jag har ingen utbildning till en kvitter tog mig och en gär att jag skulle arbeta som säljare.
Said, you are calling me a racist.
Du kallar mig en rasist.
I have the right to be angry. My father ran away and I've never met him.
Jag har rätten att vara ytter till pappa. Han rymde från mig. Jag kan säga.
See, that's the conversation that we always have with God.
After that, some tell us we have what we good.
We're trying to convince Him why we are walking with sin in our lives. Trying to convince Him why we're not going to forgive. They need to come to us and forgive. And Jesus revealed Himself. He asked me a question and it set me free. And I want to tell you the question He asked me.
Han spurde mig en spurning som set mig fri. Att jag vill ställa en spurning vid dig.
By now I'm on the floor.
Och nu är jag.
Oh, it's quarter to. I need to finish. By now I'm on the floor.
Jag är nere i golvet nu.
And I'm angry.
And
I'm shouting to God.
We rope to God.
I hate you.
Jag hatar dig.
You were never there.
Du var aldrig här.
But I was that man that prayed every evening for the students.
Men jag var hesten här som
kämpade
kvällt för för lärmingen.
I was that man that prayed for that lady that couldn't walk in the wheelchair and she was what?
Jag var hesten mävren som bär för sig kvinnorna som blev grött.
You see, our hearts are deceitful.
You
can sit in this church and worship God.
Du kan vara i dessa samkomna och tillbeda Gud.
But you can be the biggest racist in your heart deep side.
Men du kan vara den största rasisten.
You can sit here and worship God.
Du kan vara här och prisa Gud.
You can have unforgiveness in your life towards other people.
All fusionhet och tunna hjärta i våra människor.
We are so good to hide it.
Du vet du så väl att fjälla det.
And God asked me a question.
God spurred me a spurning.
He says, Wilson, I want to ask you something.
I say, Wilson, I will spare you the neck.
Man, I've never been so angry.
Jag har aldrig varit så ytterlig.
He asked me.
Han spurrade mig.
He says, are you finished?
Är du leaver?
By now I'm screaming.
Jag ropar nu.
He said, I'm not finished.
Nej, jag är inte leaver än.
I don't want to. He says, but when you finish.
Men när är du leaver?
I want to ask you a question.
Ta du är leaver vill jag spela en spurning.
And eventually I said, God.
Och säger så att endast Gud.
Ask me the question.
Spirit me spurning.
I'm not finished, but ask.
Is she leaving then? Men spirit me spurning.
The anger.
Is and I'm Ryan.
The bitterness.
Or bashlagen.
I said, but ask the question.
Spirit spurning.
And here's the question he want to ask you tonight.
I had the spurning is able spirit.
He asked me a simple question.
And spurt man, I felt on spurning.
He says, I hear what you say.
I hear it doesn't do see.
I hear all the things that you've mentioned.
I hear it doesn't do that.
But I want to ask you, my son, a question.
I'm able spirit on spurning.
From 1 to 100.
Från 8 till 100.
How many percentage of all the things that has happened in your life do you take responsibility for?
Av allt det som har hänt och du har levt, hur många procent tar du ansvar av det som har hänt och du har levt?
And I don't know, but it made sense.
Men jag visste inte, men det gav mening.
So I thought about it.
Så jag huxade om det.
I said, God.
Säg Gud.
Only 5%.
5%.
95%.
95%.
I blame all the white people.
They're Jewish children.
I blame my mother. That wanted to kill me. I blame my father.
That
God said something to me.
So say God never with me.
That changed my whole life.
Som brötte mitt liv.
And He says this.
Han säger detta.
I will never
if
ask you
more than that
5%.
If I'm going to spare the might and it's a 5%.
He will never tempt us above what we can handle.
Han var omgång till att frästa och undomta som vi
det mesta ber.
Han en mild Gud.
He says you don't have to repent for the 95%.
Du behöver inte vända dig för de 95%.
He says I just want you to take responsibility for the 5%.
It will be better to take over the 5%.
And I fell on my knees. I was on my knees already.
Jag var långt ner i knäna.
And I ask for forgiveness.
We bear on forgiving.
And as I begin to repent,
it
was like scales, and it was like clouds and heaviness that was just moving from me.
And so on thing that so on skulls and what all my brother fell out.
And I asked for forgiveness. I asked my mother to forgive me.
I bear mama mina om förgivning.
I've never seen my father.
Jag har aldrig sett pappa.
That day God brought my father in the spirit in front of me.
Men för det god Pappa min framför mig I andan.
Remember I sat in front of my father.
Achusme sat framför pappa min.
Forgive you that you've never been there for me.
If I refuse you, if you don't come to here, fear me.
And I remember I went back.
Och minns då för åter.
And I've never felt so free.
Vi har aldrig någonsin känt mig så fri än.
I want to end off.
Det vill ända vi.
Tonight with us.
Vi är här kväll.
Forgiveness.
Forgiving.
Is not for the offender.
Är inte för han som har gjort något.
Forgiveness is first and foremost for you.
Forgiving är först och främst för dig.
Forgiveness.
Forgiving.
Or unforgiveness.
Oh, forgiveness.
Just hold there. They will kill us, the worship team. Don't pull it. Don't pull it.
I know.
They very holy over there.
Det är öle heilagt.
But unforgiveness.
Oh, forgiveness.
It's like a rope.
It's a rope.
It's an invisible rope.
Det är ett oceanligt rope.
Nobody can see it.
Inte särta.
But if you are roped with it.
Men du är bunden av det.
Wherever you go.
Och förändra du först.
Can you just walk that side? Wherever you go, you're pulling that rope with you.
At a ripe victor.
So even as you sit in this room,
Schotten, du sitter
if
here
you
room,
have not forgiven somebody,
when
you
come,
you are roped with that person.
So du knyttet er dessen person.
And the more people you haven't forgiven,
og de flere folk som du
the more ropes you are roped with.
Meire ripen du bunden av.
And to be free,
for ever free,
will not help you to fast.
Där hjälper inte fasta.
Fasting will not help you.
Fasta hjälper där inte.
You can scream very hard, it will not help you.
Du kan ropa öle hårt, det hjälper där inte.
The pastor can lay hands on you, it will not set you free.
Folk kan lägga händer på dig och be för dig.
Because there's only one thing that will set you free.
Det är bara att som sätter dig frihet.
And it's called
det heter
forgiveness.
Forgiving.
If you do not forgive,
om du inte förlåter.
Matthew 6 verses 50.
Matteus 6:15.
Your heavenly Father will not forgive.
Så för himmelsk fader, inte
But if you forgive those who have trespassed against you,
men så förlåter du dem som har syndat mot dig.
Your heavenly Father will forgive you.
Så för himmelsk fader, förlåter dig.
And when you forgive,
och tar du förlåter,
you're not freeing the offender.
Du har sett att du inte tar den som just mot dig.
You're cutting yourself loose.
Du sätter dig själv under
So that you can do what God has intended you to do.
Så kan du göra det som Gud efter du skulle göra.
Forgiveness means.
Forgiving mischief.
Taking back your life.
Att tänka efter livet.
And begins to live it the way God has intended it.
Och börja leva det så som Gud har tänkt.
I have to tell you this. I have a few minutes left. Can I just quickly tell you this? Oh, thank you so much. You are a good leader.
You're a good liar.
I work anytime with you.
Jag har då från arbetet här.
Just need to hear this.
Du måste bara höra det här.
Remember this white man.
Minns den kvida mannen.
Took me out of school. He took my education away from me.
I'm
sitting in the airplane.
We're sitting on the floor.
And I'm flying from Switzerland.
We flick through Schweiz.
And the Holy Spirit says, write a book. And I said to God, but you know I'm not educated. And God says, write the book. And then he disappeared.
Så försvann han.
I got home and I started to write the book. And then I had my book launch.
Och så var hon utgiven.
And my book launch is in my hometown.
Och boken var utgiven I min hemby.
I want you to listen to this.
Jag vill att du lyssnar till det.
And there's 2 weeks left before my launch will be.
Och efter 2 veckor är den boken var utgiven.
My family is very excited.
Familjen är väldigt
spänd. They organize everything.
Hej, Shiba, för
There's going to be 400 guests.
Det var 400 gäster.
And then 2 weeks before.
2 veckor framåt.
The Holy Spirit asked me.
So speed Halle Anden.
Says Wilson.
Wilson.
Have you not forgotten something about the book launch?
Hefur du gloymt okkurt við þessa útgávuna?
I said no, God.
Nei, nei.
Everything is organized.
Allt er skipað fyrir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. You know that feeling?
Þið kennast að kennast.
I'm in control.
Allt er gjörðan eba.
And he says no, think about it.
Nei, nei, hugsa nú.
Is there not something you forgot?
Er ikki okkurt sum þú gloymt?
I said no.
Nej.
Says, who's going to be the guest speaker at your book launch?
Kvarför är det han som har en tale tar I boken vid läsgiven?
I said, God, I've got 3 family, they fighting over it.
Jag har trutcha familjelemmar som bägge stunta.
I need to make a decision which one of them.
Emma är tagen ut ju kvar att han ska ha en tale.
God says that's the point.
Och han skulle säga till att han är
Because you've never asked me who must speak.
Du har omgående spurt mig kvar det är som ska hålla talen.
I said, well, Forgive me, but who must speak?
men hvor det som skal tale?
This is the most beautiful evening of my life.
Hette den verkaste kvöld I min liv.
And God says, you remember that white man?
Og Gud sier, minnes han hvita mannen.
That took your education away.
Som tog utbyggvinsen fra deg.
That was beating you on the farm.
Som slåte
av gærnen.
Som tog borste tunne dreimer.
And then I feel like I don't want to hear anymore what God wants to say.
Og jeg følte akkurat som jeg vil høre meg hjertet som Gud vil si.
I feel like I want to say, get behind me, Satan.
Og jeg hører seg for å vike rom med Satan.
I said, yeah, I know that family.
Ja, jeg vet at
I said, that's the family that destroyed my life, and I'm writing something about them in this book.
Og hette den familien som leier mitt liv, og jeg skriver om det I disse bøkene.
And God says,
Gud sier,
I want you to phone them.
Jeg vil du skal ringe dem.
I want you to ask them to be the guest of honor.
Jeg vil at jeg skulle være æres gjesten her.
I said, you must be joking.
Du måtte fatte.
It's a celebrate. I have achieved something.
I have uppnått något.
God says you get them, and then three times and the Holy Spirit disappear.
Och trutja för sig att Highlander net och förran.
Phone them.
So we ringed till dig.
Said, man, you remember me?
It minister till mig. Minister
mig. Yes, we remember you.
Yeah, ta gera vi.
Said I have a book launch right there in.
If I have a boat and where a relationship and shirt.
Oh, have you written a book, Wilson?
Have you skriven a book, Wilson?
I said yeah, and I've written about you in the book.
Jeg skriver om deg I boken.
I'm sending tomorrow for each one of the family a copy.
Jeg sender deg til alle kvinner I familien her.
I said, but I want to ask you if you want to be the guest of honor.
Men jeg vil spørre om du kan være den høyeste gjesten.
And I'm telling my family.
We see you in a familie.
My family wants to kill me.
Och familjen vill dräpa mig.
They have you forgotten.
Have you glömt?
Who took your education?
Who took to an utbildning?
You forgotten.
Have you glömt?
Who made you work for 50 kronor a month?
Hur har du tvungit dig till arbete för 30 kronor a month?
And on the day of the book launch,
I bogen
I walk into the room.
Again in the room.
They were sitting there.
I showed
them. They all crying.
Och de såg det alla gråta.
And they all have a copy.
För att jag är inte.
Yes, the people.
Ja, fölchna.
The white people that took my education, my life away.
De kvinnor som tog utbildningen.
And they cry.
Och de sitter främst och gråter.
And I hug them. And I'm signing.
Och jag skriver under, signerar.
And I said, thank you so much for coming.
Och så tackar för att du kom.
And then I have the MC like her.
Så var det han som lät.
And she said, I'm going to ask the family to come.
If det blir fölchen som är att komma.
And they stood up.
De restust.
And they spoke about me.
De tosa om mig.
And I'm sitting there. I didn't know what they were going to say.
Jag visste inte vad de för att säga.
And afterwards they cried.
Att han har grått de.
And I said to God, why do you allow me to do it?
Hur lovar du mig detta?
And God is saying.
Gud säger.
Because I wanted you to look them in the eye.
Jag vill att du skulle hitta dem I ögonen.
I wanted to take your life back from them.
Jag vill att du skulle ta livet
ifrån dem. Because nobody can take your education and your life back unless you give it to them.
Ingen kan ta livet och utbyggningen från dig utan du lovar dem.
And I took my life back.
Jag tog livet från mig.
And I don't blame them anymore that they have taken me out of school.
Nu skiljer de inte att de tog. Nu ger de inte skillnad för att de tog mig ur skolan.
Because now I understand.
Du nu vet det.
That which Satan has meant for bad.
Ja, som djävulen instruerat till ilt.
God has turned into good.
Det är god brottlingar gott.
And there's some of you tonight here.
Och det sitter några här.
You need to take back your life.
Det är bruk för att ta livet jag tagit efter.
And the way you take back your life.
Och maten det får livet jag tagit efter.
Through forgiveness.
Är vi fyr.
How can the worship team quickly come up?
Kan låtsas basken komma upp.
I know it's 2 minutes before 9.
Jag vet att det 2 minuter innan 9.
I know in Africa we would not worry about it, but some of you are really worried. I can see in your face.
I Afrika hade vi det chock så när kom det, men det sådär att jag någon att kunna det.
Some of you already said this man must never come again.
Så man ser långt efter mer om jag kommer efter.
Oh, please forgive me.
Fear you, man.
But some of you tonight.
Men några att kunna här ikväll.
You need to do a bold thing. You need to do a bold thing.
Timujerna ga jaft.
You need to stand up in the face of the enemy.
Du måste rejsa dig och framma för fienden.
You need to say to the enemy tonight.
Du måste säga till fienden ikväll.
Enough is enough.
Är nu är nog.
I'm cutting the rope.
Klippa av det rejsa.
So that I can be free.
Så att jag kan vara fri.
So that I can do what God.
Så att jag kan göra det som Gud.
That's why I'm so free, man.
Det är du är så frälsare.
And today I can look
Och där kan jag hitta.
Those people in the eye.
Hitta ni alla de som människor.
Because I've cut through forgiveness.
För jag har klippt över förlåtelsevink. Att jag räpa.
Maybe tonight.
Möjlig kväll.
As I was sharing my story.
Som jag talade om mina sorger.
God spoke in your heart.
Hev god tos en tytt hjärta.
Can you quickly stand? I want to pray for you.
Vill du rejsa dig kvart så kan jag be för dig.
Don't even think of anybody, somebody next to you.
Inte också det som står där så inne där.
Don't be shy.
Inte vara smärjen.
Don't let Satan lie to you.
Inte låta Satan lyckas till dig.
Satan will tell you what his people going to think.
Satan vill säga kvar för folk att huxa.
And I don't care what people think.
Jag lägger lugga lätt vik av folk.
I care what God thinks.
Jag med huxa om det.
You need to stand quickly. Stand up.
Rejsa dig kom.
I want to pray for you. Thank you, my brother. Thank you all over in this room. Just stand up if you need to.
Visst är det bruk för oss när
rejsa dig. This is not. We're not playing church tonight.
Vi spelar inte samma.
Oh, there's so many people standing up. We're not playing church tonight. I'm going to ask you nicely to come to the front. I'm not wanting embarrassing you. I want to pray for you. Just begin to come. Don't worry. Just begin to come. Just begin to come. Man, tonight you want to take your life back. Don't worry about other people. If you are standing, just come.
Just come. Don't
be shy. Just come. There's some people standing there. Come, come.
I want to pray for you.
Don't let the devil let you stand there. Come.
Inte låta djävulen binda dig fast.
Oh, tonight God wants to set you free.
Gud inte sätter dig under fri.
Tonight God wants to cut the rope.
Gud inte klippa ripen.
It is your moment tonight.
Det tycker du hör vi kväll.
Thank you, come.
Kom fram.
I know we have people in the church that will pray with us. But I just first want all of the, if you sitting and you know you need to stand, come.
Visst du sitter och varst du ska resa dig.
Oh, there is a grace here tonight.
Det är en nåd här framme.
That God wants to set us free. Oh, I thank God for people that has come tonight.
But you need to come.
You need to come. You need to come. You need to come. You need to come.
Det brukar komma fram.
You need to come.
Det brukar komma fram.
It is your opportunity tonight.
Tack en bust hör vi kväll.
And then I want to ask all the counselors and all the prayer.
Okay, smir bönar tar nu.
I just want you to come and stand behind the people here. Just form. Just behind them. Just for a moment. I know you want to go and drink coffee. I'm going to ask you to sing us a song. I need to explain this to you. So that you don't come back and ask for forgiveness again.
So it's this come from us be um your to forgiving.
While we're going to sing the song.
So we for singa.
Just where you stand.
Här som du standa.
You can do it softly.
So going to get that.
You can do it loud.
Det slä att la.
Want you to pray.
Evil it is going to be.
And say to God.
See we go.
Be specific.
Wer utörtlig.
Some of you know the person's name that you need to forgive tonight.
Du måste gå vita namn på person som du har brukt för förgivelse.
Tell God.
See that we good.
God tonight.
We felt good.
I want to forgive Wilson.
So will he forgive Wilson?
What he has done to me.
To be just man of judgment.
But pray it out. Give it to God.
Be harsh.
When we give it to God,
he
comes and set us free.
And he comes and sets us free.
We're going to sing the song. And then you just in your own language you begin to pray out.
Ekna mala bitl good.
You just begin to pray out right here in front. And then I'm going to ask all of us to pray for you. But let's begin to worship him. Let's worship him.
Jesus, Lord.